This is a day when we remember all of our deceased loved ones, but it's not the only day. I think as Catholics, we are very good at remembering. You might notice on my chalice, there's a shamrock. That shamrock used to be worn by my mother, who died in 79. And whenever I lift up the chalice, and I see I went a little longer than I should, and it's my father's watch from his 75th birthday. He died 10 years ago. And my vestment from after Noreen's funeral, a classmate of mine, and died at a fairly young age. My pyxes, I have two pyxes, one from my great uncle, Doc Mullen of the diocese, his old pyx, and then I have one from John Crocker, a beloved priest, and so many other memories and ways we pray. But on this special day, we know that there's special prayers we can say to get them out of purgatory, sort of pay their bond, which is nice. You know, there's always a jail somewhere, even, you know. Shoot, I'm going to be doing jail ministry even in eternity? I hope not. But then against the backdrop of all this remembrance and all this prayer, I think of my stepmother. I had a stepmother for 20 years and a wonderful woman and a very committed Catholic, a well-educated Catholic. And she said to me once, she said, "When I die, have a mass said for me." I was ordained. I guess she probably wanted me to say that mass. She said, "Say a mass for me, but you only need to say one." And I said, "Really? Just one? You're that good?" She said, "No, the mass is that good. If you really believe the mass is what we say it is, then you only need one. Probably just one mass to free all the souls of purgatory, really. Because it's a reenactment and a remembrance of the great love that God has for us, the great love poured out on Calvary, the saving mystery. Only need one." I think I agree with her. So why all this remembrance and why all this hoopla? Well, I think the church is playing a little trick on us. Because whenever I pray for my departed friends and loved ones, whenever I celebrate a funeral, whenever we celebrate someone's life, I don't know about you, but it always gets me thinking about my death. And about my life. You know, someday it will be over. And when it's over, I'm going to have to look back and say, "Well, you know, did you live the right way or didn't you?" And sometimes it's only from the end you get a proper perspective of how we're called to live life here and now. You know, there was an old country song, "Live as if you were dying." You know, and I think that's what we're called to do. It's only by really reflecting on our death that we put our life into perspective. My first 3 years of seminary, I was with the Redemptorist Congregation, founded by St. Alphonsus de Liguori, a brilliant man, a canon and civil lawyer at the age of 16, and a lawyer who became a saint. That's amazing. There were a couple of them, actually. And now I'm thinking of my dear beloved grandfather, who was a lawyer, and he was a wonderful man. And my uncle, who was a judge in Albany, New York, and he was a wonderful guy. I'm sure they're both saints. But anyway, Alphonsus was a lawyer, became a saint. He was brilliant. He was well versed in moral theology, but he's also a great musician. And he was also a great artist. And the story is that above his doorway in his bedroom, in his cell, there was a picture that he painted. And the picture was a picture of himself, a self-portrait, except he happened to be in a casket. And above the doorway, so it was a beautiful place to have this picture of a man in a casket. And apparently it was a very vivid picture with worms and maggots and decaying body, etc., and his face. And it was just a way for him. Nobody else would see this picture but him. And it was just a way to remind himself that you're not going to be here forever. Keep life in perspective. Value the things that really matter. Go forth this day and do what counts, you know. And that's just, I think, a wonderful, wonderful attitude. Saint Anselm this morning, one of the things I was reading, said that we should have a daily familiarity with our own death. And that's, I think, sort of what we're called to. As we pray for our beloved ones who have gone before us, we're reminded that we will join them someday. You know, and hopefully when we join them, we can look back and rejoice over how we spent our life. and how we spent the moments of our life. There's a wonderful story of a priest. His name was Les Costello. He was a Canadian priest. He was a wonderful hockey player. He played on the Toronto Maple Leafs for 1 year on a Stanley Cup team, and then went on to seminary and became a priest. Actually started a group of priests who were hockey players in Canada, and they used to go around touring and playing hockey matches and raising money that way, you know. And I read about his life, and he was just a very interesting character and very dedicated to the needs of the poor, very dedicated to Saint Martin de Porres, the charitable one, whose feast day is tomorrow. And the story goes that he was just a good guy, but later in life he got into hunting, and he was going out hunting one day, and this is in Canada, and you know we're the sunny South compared to Canada, and this was in the winter, and he was going out hunting. And the guide didn't show up, and he decided, well, I'll just go out on my own. So he went out on his own and got lost in the woods in the winter in Canada. Well, he realized pretty quickly he was in trouble. At one point, he lost his boot in the river, and he had bagged a duck or a goose or something. So he cut the bird open, and the bird became a boot for him, trying to keep his foot warm. The sun went down, and he knew that it was over. But he prayed to St. Martin for intercession, and miraculously he was rescued. He lost some toes off of his foot, but he survived, and they said, while in his life he seemed dedicated to the spirit of Martin, they said, after this incident, it's like it increased 100-fold. He knew that his life was ransomed. He knew that life was short. He knew that every day was a gift and everything he had was a gift. And he had that gift of being face to face with his own death. And it was only after that he was able really to live life, you know, and to live life as God was calling him to. I'd like to think, you know, I'm doing it right, but I think that's just a wonderful gift to be able to recognize in our very hearts that life is short. Someday it'll be over, and we want to make the most of each and every day, each and every opportunity, because it's not going to come our way again. You know, that I think is the trick the church is trying to play on us today. Remember the deceased, and it'll get you reflecting on your own life and help you to put your own life into perspective. And so we remember all of our loved ones who have gone before us. Not so much that they need our help, but we need their help. We need to be schooled by them in the ways of the faith, in the ways of the Lord, in the ways of the kingdom. Might we always be open to the intercession of all of our faithful departed.